lovely bit of music there. Arwin Nix, our director and producer. So the Seattle Police Department gets a report card this afternoon on how much progress they've made implementing reforms. SPD is in the midst of federally mandated reforms to address issues of biased policing and excessive use of force. Federal Monitor Merrick Bobb, who's overseeing the reform efforts, presents his findings to a U.S. district judge. In a strongly worded letter to Seattle Mayor Ed Murray this week, I've promoted him, Justice Department officials and U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkan wrote that SPD's recent actions were, in quote, not serious attempts to move reform forward. Earlier today, I spoke with Seattle Times reporter Steve Miletich. He explained why the feds are unhappy with Seattle's reform efforts.
Well, they say that in developing work plans that were completed on December 31st, the department failed to develop adequate plans to ensure sergeants have manageable workloads, which is considered a key element of the consent decree between the city and the Justice Department to curb excessive force and biased policing. And the Justice Department found fault with the plans that the department came up with to train officers in new use of force policies.
You know, publicly, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray responded to this letter from the DOJ by saying his administration shares their concerns and is committed to getting it done by the June 30th deadline. From what you've been reporting on, what's the evidence that Mayor Murray is applying their criticisms in policy?
Well, he's clearly taken steps, and there's no question that he inherited these problems. He was not in office on December 31st when these plans were completed, and he came in with a lot on his table to deal with. One of the first things he did was shake up the command staff dramatically. He put in a new interim chief, Harry Bailey, who appointed a number of different new assistant chiefs. Some assistant chiefs were ushered out the door. They've also developed a new compliance bureau that is specifically focused on some of these issues that we just talked about.
Of course, you know that Murray said police reform would be his number one priority, but you know right now reform advocates, including Lisa Dugard, she's on the Citizens Commission, Auditor Ann Levinson, have been critical of Murray's supposed ties to the Seattle Police Officer Guilds. Who else has been critical of Murray's approach to reform?
I think there's been, overall some public concern about whether the new administration was giving too much credence to the Seattle Police Officers Guild when misconduct findings were reversed recently against seven officers. Now, in one case, they reinstated the misconduct finding, but I think that's what prompted some of this concern.
Who's backing Murray on his approach right now?
Well, he has, the backing of the city council, clearly, who have generally endorsed his moves to change the command staff. They have given him now the freedom to, the new police chief he will hire will have the freedom to bring in outsiders in the command staff. I think that's one area of key support. I think the monitor also feels, Merrick Bobb feels that this administration is moving in the right direction. He obviously has some concerns about meeting deadlines and keeping their foot on the pedal. But I think in general, he believes they're moving in the right direction.
So this afternoon, the SPD gets that report card from the court-appointed monitor, Merrick Bobb. What are you expecting him to say?
Well, I think it will be mixed. I think he will praise them for their early steps and their diligence and commitment, but say that there are some areas of major concern that have to be addressed, specifically the development of a computer system to track data on officer performance and use of force. I think that alone is going to be a huge issue, and that the city will not find itself in compliance, with the consent decree until that is taken care of. I think there's also been issues raised about in-car video and the failure to activate it and collect video and audio. I think that's going to come up. The in-car video problem has now spun off into another issue of whether evidence provided to prosecutors, both at the King County Prosecutor's Office and the City Attorney's Office, has been compromised because of a glitch in the in-car video system that has caused certain frames or images to drop off. And as a result, some of this evidence, might be in question. So there is a review underway to determine how extensive the problem is and whether it will affect criminal cases in those two offices.
You know, the Justice Department also said the city inflated costs when they talked about implementing reform. This was back in the McGinn era. What are they actually talking about? And do we know what the actual numbers are for cost to implement reform?
No numbers were provided, but the letter from the federal attorneys to the mayor referenced that two things were included in the cost for reform costs that shouldn't have been included. One was Mayor McGinn's 2020 plan, which was a separate reform effort to develop 20 reforms in 20 months. And the other was the city's race and social justice initiative, which has been in place for some time. The government said that those were not supposed to be included in the costs, and that their concern was that by inflating the costs, that could erode public confidence in the reform process.
So we have some clear goals here and some clear specific criticisms. Following this afternoon's presentation, what happens next?
Well, there are these deadlines that the city has over the next several months to, you know, improve training, get the in-car video system fixed, get the computer data collection going. You know, so that's really going to be the key emphasis over the next several months, is to get those things under control.
That's Steve Miletich. He covers the Seattle Police Department for the Seattle Times. This afternoon, the Seattle Police Department will get a report card on their reform efforts from Federal Police Monitor Merrick Bob. You're listening to The Record on 94.9 KUOW Seattle, where our number is 206-543-9595. Give us a call. Show your support to public radio right now.